You know, life, each of us are living. Peace, joy, comes in a moment. Have you noticed that one moment you'll feel one way and the next moment you'll feel another? Have you noticed that a lot of times that takes place in your life, it's according to what personality comes in or what personality leaves, or where you are, how relaxed you are, or how uptight you are? Everything in our life happens within a moment, within the twinkling of an eye. An accident. Within a moment. You didn't see it coming. Sickness. Heartache. Heartbreak. God looks at us. And he looks at us with pure love. Now you see, you and I look at one another, and too often, I'm afraid, we look at flaws. Do you know that God sees me as already completed? He sees you as already there. He knows what you look like when it's life here is all over. You and I still see our flaws. Oh, we have many of them. But God says, while you're living in the moment of time, I want you to understand that you are going to have a freedom to choose a path, a road. Multiple times throughout your life, throughout a day, throughout an hour, you will come to crossroads in your life. You'll come right up on the crossroads. You have to make a decision. What direction am I going to take? What road am I going to travel on? Many are afraid to pick a road that is calling them. Haven't you just ever decided you're going to go on a trip or something, and for some reason, there's some town, there's some beach, somewhere, there's something calling your name. So you just got to go there. I remember in the young days, I do remember that. Don't remember much, but I do remember those young days. When Faye and I, and the family had not been started, just married and all, and her family would decide to go up and visit a brother-in-law in Indiana. What do you do? Well, let's go. So everybody just went, jumped in the car and went. They traveled to see a friend. They traveled just, well, let's go. Nothing's holding us back. Let's go to North Carolina. Let's just drive over there for the weekend and drive back. I used to drive it within that 24-hour period in the Marine Corps. You would make a choice, and you would travel. Our life is full of travels. Our life is full of choices. But too often we come to those crossroads and we look within our own heart, and in our heart we see fear. What if I choose the wrong road? What if I go the wrong way? You know, I wasn't too bright growing up. I'd born in Magnolia, in Buffalo, Kentucky. So they didn't expect much out of me. But I do remember moving to the big city of Eatown in those days. I decided one day, along with several other friends, to run away from home. We decided to go to Florida. So we headed to Florida. Off Pear Orchard Road, it was all gravel in those days, going down Pear Orchard Road in Eatown, headed north, to Battle Train Road, headed for Florida. Now, didn't know anything about maps, obviously, in those days. But we were going to take a road trip. One of the worst whippings I got is later that night when we finally made it back home. And I always wondered, did she whip me for running away or for coming back? Well, you see, that's life, isn't it? You hit those roads in life, you come to the crossroads, but you've got to make a choice. And God says, I'm going to put in your heart my love. I'm going to put in your heart a direction for you to go. But I'm going to give you that choice. God will not make us follow him. I'm going to give you a choice. Follow me or take another path. And then he sets down in our heart and explains to us what's going to happen if we choose the wrong road. And he's always pointing out the right road for your life. Nobody can tell you what you need to be doing. God himself has created you as an individual and created a path for your life. But he said, you're coming to the crossroads. I want you to choose wisely. But what do I do when my past is blocking my present? My past blocks even where I am or where I hope to go. Your past has no authority over you except for the authority that you give it. Your past can be a rock tied around your neck, or it can be a stepping stone to your future. You can learn from it or be drowned in the ocean of life because of it. Therefore, when you come to those crossroads, I want you to remember, as a Christian, you now have the authority by Almighty God to change and make a difference in somebody else's life. Your change affects everyone. Your life affects everyone that you come in contact with. Therefore, live life to its fullest, but live it in the moment of time that you've been given. I don't know how much longer I will be able to preach. I don't know how much longer I will be able to teach. But you know, the strange thing about that statement, in 2020, I had two cancers that were wrapped around two main arteries, vena cava, wrapped, and the other main artery of my body. And the doctor said, we can't do anything, we can't get it out. One young, bright, beautiful doctor that I've learned to love said, I can. You see, it wasn't time for me to leave. My time is coming, but it wasn't then. And because of a path that I am on in life, called by God, you also have your individual path called by God. Everybody has a calling. Called by God. That path and nothing on it can hinder you to the point that you cannot fulfill God's will for you on that path. Do you hear me? You are the greatest stumbling block to yourself. You can be the greatest stumbling block to those that love you, those that are around you, those that are listening to you. Or you can lift them up and help them. You can carry someone across the ditch of life. Not only lift them out of it, but jump over the ditch with them. And you put them back on their feet. You see, you and I have a calling. And God says, choose the right road. Look at them. Listen to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Look, read the scripture. Read the history of life. Read the history of your life. Look to the word of God and see how things pass and the harm those things have done in the path you took, in the road of life you were on, and choose to change it. For the ancient paths, ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. See, there's a part of you that is eternal. That's your spirit or your living soul. It's eternal. Body's gone. It's dying a little bit each day, each moment. Not your spirit, not you, not the real you in there. And God says, while you're leading this physical body, you're only given this body to be able to walk around here on planet Earth. It's your Earth suit. Remember? So therefore, you're not going to need it because you can't come into the presence of God in this physical body. You can't see God in the physical body because the body itself is evil. It is born in sin. But your spirit is the only part of you. The real you gets to see the real God. And God said, but while you're here on planet Earth, I want you to lead this physical body on the right road. I will direct you. I will lift you up. I will give you strength. I will give you rest for your soul. It is the spirit that needs rest from the trauma of life. Much of the trauma in your life and my life, I brought on myself. For me and you for you. Your worst enemy is the one you see in a reflection in that mirror. You'll do more damage to yourself than any other human being can ever do. For you don't think that you are able to succeed. You look back on your past, and your past has blocked you from the next step to your future. And God says, don't do that. I did not create you for failure. I created you as a winner. Look at yourself as a winner from the beginning. Losers. Well, the only great losers in life are those who go through life without Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. You got a choice. You're at the crossroads of your life. You choose. But don't you understand that the crossroad, God gives you choices. Look, you get on the road. Haven't you gotten on the wrong road? How many times have you ended up, you come to the crossroad for that day, for that hour? And you say, whoa, am I on the wrong road? Only God can give you the ability to get on another one. Take another direction. It is a gift from God. And God says, I want you never to allow your past to kill your future. If the Apostle Paul had done that, we'd be missing about 26 books of the New Testament. Don't let that past, all the hurt and all the pain, destroy not only your future, but the future of those who love you. Lift each other up. Show forgiveness. Express mercy. Empathize with someone in pain. That means you feel their pain. And many can, because the longer you live, you felt that pain. Understand one another. Show that understanding and have mercy. For it is mercy that I cry out for when I speak to God my Father. It is mercy that I receive every second and every breath that I take, because it's a gift from God. But when I'm standing at the crossroads, I have a choice, just like you do. When you stand at the crossroads, that future destination depends on your choice at your crossroads. Okay, don't take for granted that your crossroad is somebody else's crossroads. It's not. Every one of us have our individual crossroads. Look, folks, you are created special in the image of God by God Himself for a purpose. Use life in the past. Use what you learned from your broken times to where you can help individuals before they become broken. Lift them up on that ditch, on the path of the road that God had given you, and He wants you to choose. There's somebody in the ditch of life waiting for you to come by. Come by that way. Reach your hand down in. If you got to dive in the slop of life, then dive in it. But you get them out. You help them. Wipe it off of them. And you crawl out. Because you see, nobody else can go that road. It's a road God chose for you. So that personality you run into was a personality God put there just for you. Because in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, their life can be gone. And nobody told them about Jesus. I have eternal life. Those who don't know Jesus have eternal dying without ever being able to die. Can you imagine the trauma of that? In so much pain and agony. I remember laying in the bed, frozen from pain. Death did not seem like my enemy. Death seemed more like a friend. For I knew in me I have Jesus. Therefore, the second I leave this broken body, I am with Him in that peace. I know the feeling that people have there. But I also understand the love you and I must give them. For they are broken. When you're hurt, you're broken. And that brokenness is sitting there waiting for somebody that's on that road. I have certain roads that God is leading me to that I must go down. But so do you. You see, I can't go down those roads, and neither can anyone else, because God called you for that purpose. You have a special calling, Christian. There's a special personality out there waiting for you. That's what being a Christian is about. That's what serving the Lord is about. It's not me wanting God to serve me. I read the book And in the book tells the story. And the story is that God came down because of me. I'm in the ditch of life. And my Savior comes down and says, this won't stand. And he hears the cry of the hurting. And what does he do? He sends you and you and you and you, each one of us, on that special road, that crossroads, that you have a choice to travel. And then as you go down that road in faith, believing that Jesus is the answer, you'll hear the voices call, help, have mercy. Once again, anybody that's ever went through combat, you know the sounds of the darkness. People say that the silence is never silent. There's always something going through your mind, the vision of things that haven't happened, and you pray to God that won't. But in that road and in that type of ditch of life, somebody God has sent to touch your life. God sends people with skin on them to make a difference in your life. People just like you that have been through the hurt and the pain, he will send. He's preparing you to go. He sends others to prepare others so that others might be saved. Therefore, you go and you make a difference. Your choice. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate. Oh, the gate on that road is narrow. I remind you again, remember the sheep herders would bring their sheep to the pen. The pen is about 2 foot high, is all it was. And the opening is about 6 foot wide. And the shepherd would lead all the sheep straight into the pen. And then the shepherd would lay down. The shepherd was the door. The shepherd would lay down, and the wolf, if they had any sense at all, knew better than to mess with the shepherd, because he was tending the flock that God had given. A soul, each one individually, is more than worth its weight in gold to the God who gave that life. When others look down upon an individual and say they're useless, they're no good, God doesn't create junk. Amen. Therefore, when God creates, there's a purpose. But there's a road also that you're going to have to travel. Many don't want to travel that road. Oh, I've been through life. Life hurts. Any of you notice that? Life has a way of hurting. It will beat you, but it can never win when you have Christ in your heart. There's one way. There's one door. The sheep are in. The shepherd lays down. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate. And folks, there's one way. His name is Jesus. That's small, they say. You're saying there's only one way to heaven? I didn't say it. The Bible said it. I preach God's word. Yes, there's one way to heaven. His name is Jesus. And narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few that find it. Well, you're at the crossroads. You're hurting. You don't see hope. And Jesus sees victory. You know why? Because that road that you're getting ready to get on, he's already sent someone for you. A Christian is going to be traveling that road. And as you go down through life, have you noticed that you find yourself in that ditch of life so often? Doing so good, hoping everything's fine, then you step in the ditch. Had a mess in that ditch. And it's a mess of our creation. We create our own messes, but we want to blame everybody else. Oh, this is why life is the way it is. This is why the world is this way. This is why my church is that. You know, everything is, I can name names. Well, start with your own. For goodness sakes, you and I have the power as Christians to change the road that we're walking on. Make a difference in it. Let's fill in the chunk hole. But mainly, listen for the cry of the ditch alongside that road you're walking. Because there's hurt down there. There's despair down there. There's people giving up down there. There's people wanting to die and they can't down there. God sends you on that road for you to be the voice and lets them know you don't have to die in that state. I know you're too weak to get up. I know you're broken and you can't think straight and you can't stand up. That's why I'm jumping in. And that's why I'm not going to pay attention to the mud, the blood, the guts, or the beer. I'm grabbing a human being and I'm holding them in my arms. For they are a creation of God, a gift from God, not just to me and to you, but to all those they will see on their road. They're to take the same message that they will hear from you. Oh, those crossroads are wicked, especially when you choose the wrong road, because you can't hear the voice of the hurt. You can't get to the place God wants you because you're on the wrong road. Open your heart. Open your mind. But most of all, open your spirit to the leadership that God has for you. You're important. What you do is important to the life of someone who doesn't know Jesus and to the other who knows Jesus, but they're in the ditch of life because of foolishness. Christians, we get that way. Christians do dumb things. The same way we did dumb things before we were Christian. It seems to be a human trait that is there. But God touched our heart, saved our soul, and gives us a vision of the life to come and of peace that I can have now, knowing about that life that I've already inherited. Larry, count it that you're already here. What fear should I have of death? When I know that as a Christian, the Lord says, he who lives and believes in me shall never die. They can kill the body. They can't mess with me. I've been born again. I know Jesus. Never met him personally, but I feel like I have, because I have him, not just in my heart, but in my whole being. That's why when doctors make statements about, "I'm sorry," you tell them, "Don't need to be sorry. I'll see you next time. We can talk it over." But you see, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, God can settle, I repeat, "It's enough. Come on home." I hope when that happens, I mean, this is just the human part of me, I guess. But I hope when the Lord comes, He finds me right in the middle of the ditch of life, trying to pull someone out. "A preacher? That means you could be in the beer joint." Yep, it does. But Jesus drank wine. Catch that. Hold on to it. But make sure that you pay attention to what's real and what touches the life. It's not that stuff that's the danger. It's the lack of Christian concern that's going to destroy this nation. It's the idea that a Christian didn't tell someone else how to find the road to Christ. Because you see, I got a scripture that tells me what goes on with me as a Christian and you as a Christian. Because you're on the right road with Jesus. I want you to listen to this. It doesn't have anything to do. You have automobiles have the GPS. That global positioning system in your vehicle. God has God's positioning spirit inside of you. When you follow that and that in Christ road, you're on the right road. Listen to this. This is how I know. This deals with the resurrection. This deals with you as a human being being resurrected. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42 through 44. "So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption." I told you we're a mess, but we're God's mess, so you can appreciate that part. "It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body." There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. You see, I'm a Christian. I know what's coming. And what is coming is what is truly real. The aches and the pains and this the life struggles will soon be forgotten. As soon as you close those eyes and you find the real you in the hands of Jesus. What a great blessing. "Come forth, thy good and faithful servant." You are a servant of Christ, Christian. The good part is Jesus. The faithful part is Jesus. The shouting part, He's the one that picks us up out of the ditch of life. He's the one that introduced me to His Father. Jesus knows my name. I get excited over that. That's the Word of God. And it doesn't get better than the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, I thank You, Lord, for Your mercy, for Your grace, and for understanding, dear Lord, about the crossroads of life and for each of us. Father, I pray that you will remind us of our individual importance in serving you, where we are on the road you place us, that we might be able to make a difference in this world that is set on destruction. Give us peace. Give us strength. Help us to serve each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.